Over the weekend, Israel was in the news for reported airstrikes in Syria. Meantime, China is hosting both the Palestinian and Israeli leaders this week in a sign of its desire for a larger role in the Middle East peace talks. Israeli and Palestinian conflict been going on for years, so there is obviously always conversation around that, and that's always in the news. But this week, at the top of the week here, Israel in the news for other things. But the big question that always remains is peace achievable between Israeli and Palestinians? Well, longtime peace and social justice activist Rabbi Brant Rosen wrote a new book about his journey trying to come to his own peace. His new book, Wrestling in the Daylight, A Rabbi's Path to Palestinian Solidarity, shows his own attempts at having civil conversations with others about the conflict on his blog. Rabbi Rosen joins me on the phone today to discuss the book and his appearance in Seattle this evening. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, Rabbi Rosen.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, looking at your book and kind of reading through it, your book is a collection of blog posts where you write pretty honestly about your own thoughts and your own feelings surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And you take on a lot of your opponents in these conversations in a very respectful manner, mind you, but you definitely have a lot of conversation going on. So why do you decide to take that approach to kind of starting a dialogue between people who might be on opposite sides of the conflict?
Well, it was something that happened almost by accident, really. I had been writing a blog for several years. I'm a congregational rabbi. I have a congregation in Evanston in the Chicago area, and my blog was a way of communicating with my members of my congregation and with the outside world in general. It was just a way of sharing some of my ideas and thoughts on a variety of issues, and social justice and activism has always been an important part of my work. I always wrote about a variety of different issues, but it really began to become increasingly a venue for me to write honestly and openly about my own feelings and my own evolution on the Israel-Palestine issue. And I think my writing and my blog in general took a definite turn in 2008, at the end of 2008, during Operation Cast Lead, Israel's military assault against Gaza, which was really, for me, something of a breaking point in terms of my own relationship to Israel, my own understanding of the issue. And I wrote very honestly and openly about my feelings about that, and it engendered this remarkable response. To my first initial post on Operation Cast Lead, I got almost 200 comments, which for me and my blog was more than I'd ever gotten, and it started a remarkable conversation. It was not something I intended necessarily to have exclusively on that issue, but it allowed me to have conversation with members of my congregation, with members of the Jewish community, from people all over the world, frankly, and it began this ongoing conversation that evolved over time. And the book is really an anthology of those blog posts over a two-year period and many, many of the comments that it engendered, which I think is in many ways a microcosm of a new kind of conversation that we hopefully might be able to have on this very, very difficult and painful issue.
Well, speaking of that new conversation, you know, you talked about how your own evolutions and your own feelings, and I wanted you to share a little bit about that with our listeners.
Sure.
What are your feelings, and how did you come to the point that you're at now, which is really seeking Palestinian solidarity?
Right. Well, for most of my life, like many Jews, I identified very deeply with Israel. I still do in many ways. I would say that I would most likely be termed a liberal Zionist for most of my life. I lived in Israel for a period of time. I visited many, many times. I identified in so many ways with the mythic story of Israel's upbuilding and the creation of this miraculous creation of a Jewish state in the wake of the Holocaust. And so that was a large part, really, for me, of my own sense of who I was as a Jew. I think when I say liberal Zionism, I mean I also recognized that there was a very serious issue vis-a-vis Palestinians, that there needed to be some kind of negotiated two-state solution. I identified very strongly with the peace movement in Israel and here in the United States. But I always entertain nagging doubts about the Zionist enterprise in general and the notion of creating an ethnically Jewish state in a land like that, which has historically been multi-religious and multi-ethnic. And this, the worry that, that the Zionist enterprise itself was fated to go down this road of a Jewish state that is over-militarized, that is constantly using arms to secure its to secure its place as a Jewish state. So Operation Cast Lead was really the breaking point for me. It had been a long process, but that was the final straw in which I said out loud on the internet, I can't justify this. I can't rationalize it. I can't.
And once you say it out loud on the internet, you cannot take it back. So once you say it out loud there, then it is really a said out loud. But speaking about that, you know, when you did put it out loud and you did get those folks who were opponents and kind of questioning your positioning, you know, can you give me an example? I read a lot of examples as I was kind of reading through your book. But if you could just share maybe a small conversation from one of those blog posts to kind of give an illustration of what kind of dialogue we're talking about.
Sure. Well, I think that the comments ranged from people who were furious with me to people, many people, Jews and otherwise, saying, I'm so heartened that a rabbi is finally saying these things because I've never felt comfortable saying them out loud. And then a large number of people who wrote comments saying things like, wow, well, that's really interesting that a rabbi is saying this. I want to know more. I mean, what do you mean? What are the implications of what you're saying? And then eventually, as these comments started to multiply, the commenters started talking with one another as well, and it began to be kind of a roundtable discussion. And you know, which is rather unique in the blogosphere. You know, usually on blogs, you'll find many comments are just sort of very base. You know, the level of commentary is not very enlightened, to put it mildly. And I was always very impressed with the people who weighed in on my blog, that even if they didn't agree with me, and there are many who didn't agree with me, very often they would just express themselves in very eloquent and respectful ways, and were able to have this conversation with me and with one another in a remarkable fashion.
Well, with both the leaders being in China this week, what are your hopes coming out of that? Do you think that there will be a meeting and any conversation that might come as a result of this congregating in China?
No, I don't hold out any hope in the peace process as it's currently defined, whether it's in China, whether it's in the Arab League, whether it's Secretary of State Kerry visiting, or Obama, which was about 2 months ago now. There's been a great deal of talk. There's been a great deal of talk with one another, but I think there are some fundamental inequities to this peace process, as we've called it.
And what are some of those inequities?
Well, quite frankly, Israel has been, while this process has been going on, settling the West Bank, especially in particular Area C of the West Bank, which is most of the West Bank, 60%, with abandon. And they have made facts on the ground to the extent that a genuine, viable two-state solution, I believe, has become impossible. And the United States, which is essentially its political benefactor, has refused to apply the necessary pressure to get Israel to cease long enough to have real peace talks. So, you know, it's not an equitable situation. I don't know how we could possibly see the United States as an honest broker in this process when, you know, we have virtually an unconditional relationship of support with one side against the other. And so that's what I mean when I say it's based on inequity. And you know, I don't have much to say about China being involved. I think as long as the parameters of this process are defined the way they're defined, I think what we're talking about is not a genuine two-state solution. I think what we're talking about is legislating the inequity, legislating an unequal situation.
Well, I do have to get you to weigh in on this. Recently, Google recognized Palestinian statehood, and that has sparked a lot of conversation as well. What's your take on that?
Right. I know there are many in Israel and around the world who feel that's Google taking sides in this so-called, you know, in this conflict. You know, I'm of two minds about it. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a validation of Palestinians, and I think in a time in which Palestinians are seeking legitimacy on any number of arenas and are finding very little recourse, I think for a company as powerful as Google to say no, that this is, you know, this is something worth recognizing, I think is important. On the other hand, there is as yet no real state of Palestine, and I think if it creates the impression that there is and that everything is nice and normal for Palestinians, that they do have a state and that the PA is their government, I think is simply not correct. And I hope people don't come to the conclusion that that this reflects any kind of sense of normalcy for Palestinians, because that is absolutely not the case. We're not anywhere close to creating a viable contiguous Palestinian state in the West Bank at this point.
Well, I know you will have more to say. You're speaking tonight at the University Friends Meeting Room in Seattle, and that's at 7 p.m. You can visit our website at kbcs.fm for more information. Rabbi Brant Rosen, I thank you very much for coming on and talking with us today about your new book, Wrestling in the Daylight, A Rabbi's Path to Palestinian Solidarity, and sharing some of your thoughts. Again, tonight, speaking at University Friends Meeting Room in Seattle at 7 p.m. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.